I have another story to tell you today.
Okay, this is Gabby, Archangel Gabriel's son. That was another fine hit from God. Okay, that was called Rainbow Setting Under Aurora Borealis. Let's give it up for God. Woo! Yeah, God, that was a good one. Rainbow Setting Under Aurora Borealis. I finally got that right. You mispronounced the God. Does that mean you're imperfect or you just like funny words? Anyway, let's get another one. God's taking requests now. God's gonna take requests. What do we got here?
Hi, God, could you do the Chicago Bears?
Okay, God doesn't know that one. The next one.
Chicago Bears winning the 2013 Super Bowl.
Okay,
again.
God says, whatever.
God, could you play?
Let's try another request. Over there, you.
More rain on my garden, so I don't
okay,
have to.
God says, shut up already.
God, could we have that second mortgage all wrapped
okay,
up?
Okay, let's
by
try
now?
Another one. How about you over there? A request for God.
Our second mortgage, could we have that wrapped up by now?
God says, yes, God says, maybe next time.
God, could we have peace
okay,
in Afghanistan?
Okay, one more request. What do
peace?
We got here?
Bring our troops home and peace in Afghanistan.
Okay, you, sir.
Peace in Afghanistan and bring our troops home for the third time, please.
Okay, God says, want to come up here and try that one. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. You, ma'am, what do you want to request for God?
I'd like God to kind of give himself a pat on the back. That's all.
Okay, God knows that one, but hates it.
Oh.
And now, God, that's it for what God's next hit. Here we go. Here's God with Stellar J, Egg, Hatching in Moonlight. Let's give it up for God. Stellar J, Egg, Hatching in Moonlight.
Children round up the cattle, get back home and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'.
Woo-wee!
Yes, sir. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix.
Thank you. women from a certain gal I know. She's held my hand and knows my brand. Still, I don't seem to have a show. Now, I've been on the level, I know the golden rule, but she keeps on acting like an army mule. I've learned a lot about women. If women are all like you, keep on a-walking. If women are all like you. Boots, boots, pick 'em up and lay 'em down. Boots, boots, marching into town. Hold your pretty chin up and keep on hiking, sister, 'cause your little tootsies are a-heading for a blister. I've learned a lot about women. If women are all like you, I'll take the army. If women are all like you. She keeps on acting like an army mule. I've learned a lot about women. If women are all like you, keep on a-walking. If women are all like you. Boots, boots, pick 'em up and lay 'em down. Boots, boots, marching into town. Hold your pretty chin up and keep on hiking, sister, 'cause your little tootsies are a-heading for a blister. I've learned a lot about women. If women are all like you, I'll take the army. If women are all like you. I've learned a lot about women from a certain gal I know. She's held my hand and knows my brand. Still, I don't seem to have a show. Now, I've been on the level, I know the golden rule, but she keeps on acting like an army mule. I've learned a lot about women. If women are all like you, keep on a-walking. If women are all like you.
This is your old pal, Pinecone Pete. We're here milking the cows and having a good time in Pine Mountain Club on a wonderfully warm August evening here in the latter part of cow festival time. Yeah, we've had some plays from Sheila Clark's Cow Festival. Cow stands for C-O-W, stands for Center of the World, based on the Chumash Indian stuff. Hey, Andy! Andy, come over here and help us talk about the Cow Festival.
Hey! How you doing there, Pinecone Pete?
Pretty good, Andy, pretty good. Did you go to see the plays, all the original plays about the ecology and getting along in the world? Sure did. I popped down my money and I sat down on Friday and Saturday night here in Pine Mountain Club and I had a real good time. And I think Shakespeare Festival's coming up around the corner, too. Unless we already had it. No, I don't think so. Well, okay. Well, then we had the Song Festival, which was earlier today. Yes, we did. And wasn't that marvelous? All those six performers, groups, and singer-songwriters up there on the stage at the gazebo. Yes, indeed. Hey, pull up a chair. Help pull up a stool. I'm behind on milking here now. Oh, good Lord, are you going to pay me? You get to be on the show. Yeah, no comment. Anyway, it was a good show. Everybody did a good performance. Everybody did some marvelously creative writing. And we had a good time here in Pine Mountain Club on this weekend of the, what is it, August 17th, 18th, and 19th. And today's the 19th. Yep. All right, here we go. I'm going to milk your cow. Appreciate it. I'm behind schedule. Anyway, what else is new? Oh, we had some fires from the rain from a week ago. That's right. Did you see some of those fire smokes? We got some lightning hits in the mountains. And we had at least 2, 3, 4, all kinds of smoky deals. Yep, and we had helicopters buzzing around and putting them out. And some of us on Banff, and some of us on Cypress and Simone, and all over the Pine Mountain Club area. We had some scares. Well, we remember 6 years ago, Pinecone, we had what they would call the day fires. Made the national news. I was in Wisconsin at that time, and I popped off watching the news and in the hotel I was at by Lake Superior, and lo and behold, Pine Mountain Club is mentioned. Yeah, so that's why we get scared. Yep, that's why we get scared when we get lightning hits, because that's how, well, actually, that day fire was caught, but that started on purpose. That was an arson. What is an arson? Is that the same as a parson? No, Andy. A parson is a preacher who preaches the word of God in his own from his own point of view. POV, as they say. Right. Anyway, arson is a lot different than parson. You take the P off, and instead of fire and brimstone, you just get the fire. There's nothing spiritual about it. It's just during your lifetime. Instead of the afterlife, where the brimstone comes in. Exactly. So, hey, looks like our buckets are almost done. You just helped me finish another round of milk. Well, hey, by the way, why don't we talk about the other shows before we end this milking session here? You're just trying to get me to squeeze these utter tits here. You can't say tits on the radio. Andy, I've been hanging around Andy Jr.'s friends too much, I guess. Oh, Andy. Yes, anyway, let's talk about... We got a new show called Into the Darkness that's with Sarah and Brittany and her friends that are all into the paranormal. And I think we have a demonologist who looks into exorcisms tonight after Rural War Room. Somewhat hours of the 7th anniversary show. Good old Donovan Suits and Byron Werner. They're our pals here on Pinecone Radio, 100.9 FM. Yes, indeedy. After that, we've got... We usually have Vampire Vic, but he didn't have a new show this week, so it's just... Oh, Lizzie Bolden had a new show. Started at 6 this evening. Wasn't that nice? All those little kitty show stories for the ones that, you know, are too young to stay up late and listen to scary ghost stories from Sarah and Brittany. Mm-hmm. That's right. That was fun, wasn't it? Listening to Liz Bolden give us some more children's stories. Yes, indeed. I like when her kids are in the background in this. Who is that? That's Christian and Thomas. Christian and Thomas. Anders' son and Liz's son. Yep, it's actually both of their sons. Yet they both bore them, didn't they? Well, hopefully they didn't bore them. They had them as babies. You know what I mean. Anyway, we're not boring anybody. Well, why don't we go to a song, and that way we'll keep people from getting bored. Why don't we play an Iris DeMent song? I like Iris DeMent. I know you do, Andy. That's why I'm playing her for you. Here's Iris DeMent, folks. And let's get these milk buckets into the pasteurization process now. We don't do that here in Pinecone Country. We just ship them off, like the old days. Oh, so you're going to promote, what was that disease that happened to everybody? Just forget it. We're not talking Altadena here now. Come on, let's fade out and go into Iris. You just switched the channel on me. All right, let's get these buckets. Come on.
Snowflakes fall as winter calls. Time just seems to fly. Is it the lonely missing you that makes me want to cry? My heart is sad like a morning dove. It lost its mate and fly. hear the cooing of his lonely heart through the stillness of the night. Whispering pines, whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, whispering pines, you're the one who knows my darling's gone. Oh, he's gone, and I need your sympathy. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me. That squirrel up in the tree, it's laid there on the ground. Hear their barking call of love for the happiness they found. It's my love, still my love, oh this I gotta know. A message by the wind, because I love him so. Whispering pines, whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, whispering pines, you're the one who knows. Darling's gone, oh, he's gone, and I need your sympathy. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me.
Presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
The girl who thinks no man is good enough for her may be right, but more often she's left.
And now
Trail Mix brings you another edition of The Horny Guru.
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu.
Good evening. It is time for another time for me to tell you. We're going to be reading from Memoirs of a Geisha. It's made into a Hollywood movie many, many, many moons ago. And we're going to be reading from this and then watch a video. Have you ever had a boil, she whispered to me. When Uchida's work goes badly, he gets into this terrible mood. You have to make him blow up, just like lancing a boil, so that he'll settle down again. If you don't give him something to get angry about, he'll start drinking and only get worse. Does he keep pet mice? I whispered. He said another of his mice has died. Oh, heavens no. He leaves his ink sticks out and the mice... Oh, sod it. Let's listen to the... Watch the video now. Let's watch the leg video. ZZ Top. Here they go. You can meditate on these visuals. We keep the volume low and keep the sitars going so that we have a combination of the physical and spiritual in the plane of the realm of commonality between all of us male species here as we watch the ZZ Top. There she is. There's the very cute girl. She's putting things in a shelf, and the young happy man watches, tries not to look up her skirt, and we meditate upon, slow that down, oh that was nice, and the mean people who work at the shoe store are firing the pretty young innocent girl with the mini skirt and the pink stocking and white high heels. Now we go to the ZZ Top boys, and they do the yo sign, and we go back to where they buy a sandwich, and the big gruff men, the bullies, they pick on the girl because she's in high heels. Now we watch, and we see the big bad bullies pick on her, push her around, and the young, happy, innocent man who wants to be the hero, like Joseph Campbell, we are all heroes. We are heroes waiting to be born. He comes up, he steps up, and he pushes the man with the big beard and the big fat belly, and he says, "No, no, she is my princess, and I have decided she is worthy of my chivalry." And oh, and now he takes her away. And they all look, including the bad shoe people, they all look, and she runs away with him, and he gets to stare at those beautiful, beautiful legs that she possesses, a gift from the Krishna, a gift from the other outer realms. She has look at those legs, gentlemen. This is a men's only club now. We invite the ladies, and we go back to Memoirs of a Geisha. More reading. That next time. Oh yes, ZZ Top. Very, very spiritual people. Yes. Oh, I think it's the end of the show. Okay. Well, you have your assignment. ZZ Top and aerobic jazzercise and YouTube videos. You can type in almost any leg word and you will get lots of leg videos out there. They're all for free. And then you add your mantra, whatever I gave you, or you go back to Memoirs of a Geisha. Thank you, and God bless, and we will see you next week on The Horny Guru. He knows how to use them. She is a goddess.
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu.
Hey there, doggy dreamers.
Your old pal, Banco Pete. And, oh, I like that new edition of the Horny Guru. Wow, well, you just can learn all kinds of things from all kinds of cultures, can't you, doggy dreamers? Let's go through the playlist as we get into, stay in this mantra phase. I think this is, as we get into the dark sundown. You know, the sun goes down now in Pine Mountain Club a lot sooner because we're getting towards the end of summer, you know. And we're starting to see commercials already for Christmas shopping, aren't we? Let's see. Well, Iris Dement, she sang a song called Whispering Pines. And before that, we heard Roy Rogers with I've Learned a Lot About a Woman. And before that, we just heard our typical trail mix shenanigans here, where doggies dream and cowpokes poke and cowgirls just carry on by letting their boots do their walking. And, well, that's about it. We talked about Cowfest and God Takes Requests, and we talked about Rural War Room and Into the Darkness and all kinds of fun things that are coming up next. And, of course, Liz Bolden's Children's Hour. And I believe we'll have more blues from Vampire Pit next week. So you stay tuned now for Rural War Room, kiddies. And listen to the 7th anniversary show from our pals in Little Rock, Arkansas. All right there, split the breezes and happy trails, and we'll see you next week. Ooh, I feel so calm. I feel something else, but I don't think I can say it. I just feel so good inside. Yes.
Give it up for God.
Lokasamasta Sukhino.